All right. So please help me welcome. This is the Odie Paul panel. we are, you know, very blessed to have Kelly, Robin, and Jeff come out and speak for us today. Without any further ado, we're going to have Kelly speak first. So please help me welcome Kelly.
Hi, everyone. I'm an alcoholic. My name is Kelly. Can you hear me? Okay, good, because I have so much to say. I'm just kidding. It's an honor to be here. It's an honor to be at ASCII PAW. I want to think it's an honor to be part of the Odie Paul panel. So my sobriety date is November 18th, 1984. I got sober when I was 10. I got sober pretty young. I came into the rooms when I was 16 years old. It wasn't my idea to get sober. I went for a report I had to do in school, and I had to go to an AA meeting. And when I came in, I was like, oh my gosh, I fit in here. I was scared, I was depressed, I was lonely, I was suicidal. I drank like the Big Book talks about, the phenomenon of craving is how I drank. So my first introduction was walking into a room of 400 people at a big meeting, a group in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I felt like I was at home for the first time in a long time of, 16 whole years. I felt like I was finally at home. I have 12 minutes to speak, which isn't a lot. If you know me, I like to talk. So I really would just rather talk about recovery. Again, I came in when I was 16 years old in 1984. I have 34 years sober. And from that day that I walked into a meeting until today, I have yet to pick up a drink. As I say a yet, it is a yet. You're eligible too, We're all one drink away from a drunk. And so up to today, I have not had to pick up a drink for any situation I've gone through. I want to tell you a really quick story. Recovery is like really super amazing. Sitting up here with me is my current partner, my ex-husband. So this is how recovery works, because we get to celebrate life together. Jeff and I have two daughters and we have a grandson. And we do holidays together. We spent the 4th of July together as a family with it was all of us, and that's what recovery does for all of us, it does for us. We aren't bitter, there's no animosity, we get to talk to one another, and in 2010, I got diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. I had a bilateral mastectomy, had both my breasts removed, and when I woke up, Jeff was there. We were already divorced, but it didn't matter. He was holding my hand, and, he was there to be my support. And that's what recovery is about for me. It's just a small example of working the steps, doing the deal, making it happen, not picking up no matter what, no matter if you have cancer, if you have a divorce, if you have a daughter that has emotional and epilepsy, and it doesn't matter, because when I was first diagnosed with the cancer, I was like, I'm gonna get drunk. And then I was like, well, that doesn't make any sense because I'm still gonna have the cancer and then I'm gonna be drunk. And so for me, it's been an amazing experience. I woke up one morning going after I went through chemo, I was bald and a lighter shade of green, and like God himself said to me, my God said to me, everything you've gone through is to give back to somebody else. Everything is to share with somebody else. And I was like, okay, I get it now. Because we've all been through stuff. When I was 5 years old, I got hit by a car. I was walking home from a friend's house, and it was a time of the day where the sun is super blary and you can't see anything, and he didn't see me and he hit me. I was 5, and he thought he had a flat tire. He kept driving and my shirt was attached to his wheel well, so I drug as he drove, and so my arm is paralyzed. I have a seizure disorder, and and that was my main reason to start drinking when I was 8 years old. And so now I get to share with people that you don't have to drink over anything, you don't have to pick up over anything. So how much longer do I have? 1 minute?
Eight.
Oh, I've only talked for 4 minutes? Okay. Holy, I will slow down. holy cow. What I know about alcoholism is that it's cunning, baffling, and powerful, that people die from it. When I first got sober, they told me to buy a dress. That dress doesn't fit anymore, but I've had to go up a few sizes. Buy a dress, you're going to go to a lot of weddings and a lot of funerals. And I have. The first girl I sponsor overdosed on heroin. It was heartbreaking, but it happens. Being at a young people's conference, it's really amazing. It's really amazing. Mm-hmm. When I got sober, there was about 50 of us that ran together, about 50 young people that kind of ran. We were in the coffee shop drinking a lot of coffee or at meetings or at roundups. And I'd say out of those 50 people, probably a good 25 of them are still sober, which is amazing. So my first WIPAW conference was in San Francisco, probably in 1986. And it was pretty amazing. So I have one more story to tell you, and then I'm going to let Robin talk. Again, alcoholism is cunning, baffling, and powerful. I've seen a lot of people make it and have beautiful recovery and beautiful lives, and I've seen a lot of people not make it. I have a friend who had 10 years of sobriety, and I'm only sharing this because for me it's an example of the progression of this disease. He had 10 years of sobriety, decided he needed to try medical marijuana for anxiety. Within an hour he was thirsty. He then got drunk. Within the next week he had needles in his arms, and a week after that he was in the psych ward. That's how this disease works. It doesn't just stop because I'm sober. You know, it continues to progress. So I think that's all I have. I normally want to talk for a really long time, but I'm thinking I'm going to hear Robin and Jeff talk. So that's all I got. Thanks so much. Thank you.